Hello and welcome to A Mission Moment. I'm your host, Brian Mark Weller, and today's title is Following God Through Trials. I love reading inspirational things that not only inspire and encourage, but also challenge and exhort. Living in the USA, it's so easy to get distracted and to prioritize our personal comfort over our contribution to the purposes and plans of God. Many get sucked into the vacuum of self and spend far too much time chasing after their own dreams and desires. All the while, the plans of God are put on the shelf for a more opportune time. Have you ever lived that way? Are you living that way now? Wherever you are today, I pray that this missions moment will be a blessing to you. May God use this to either get us back on track with Him or to help us stay on track with Him and His kingdom plan. Since our ministry, Message Ministries, is now working in Myanmar, which is formerly known as Burma, I recently reread the biography of the first American missionary, Adoniram Judson, who spent his life serving God and the Burmese people. I was inspired as I read about all the trials that he, his wife Anne, and their family faced in order to fulfill the Great Commission in Burma. When they left for the mission field on February 19, 1812, they only had a slight idea of the difficult things that awaited them. Like the faithful missionaries before them, they counted the cost and went on their way. They died up front, choosing to suffer in order to live out God's call on their lives rather than to live in comfort at home. The Judsons would go through trials that make ours seem like a vacation. Adoniram was rejected, whipped, slandered, and oftentimes starved. His children and his wife died from disease, but through all this, he never gave up on Jesus, and he never gave up on the call of God to bring the gospel to the unreached people of Burma. You see, God had not only placed a call in Adoniram Judson's heart, God had given him a loving burden for the lost souls he was sent to reach. And because he saw the people through the eyes of God's heart of love, he kept his hands to the plow of kingdom service in the face of unbearable trials. Over many years in Burma, he translated the Bible to Burmese, and from what I'm told, that translation is still the only one available in that country. Now, God may not be calling you to take the same dives of faith that He required of the Judsons, but He is calling us to do our part to get the gospel of Jesus to those who haven't heard. Together, we can make a difference, and if we refocus on what is most important to God, we can make an even bigger difference. If you'd like to get involved, go to our website, messageministries.org, or work with a missions organization out of your local church. Thank you for listening to A Missions Moment. I'm your host, Brian Mark Weller.